So, another interesting development in PC gaming, and of course the kind of thing that you'll only ever see in PC gaming, because it's the only open format out there that really lets the fans kind of get under the hood and do their own thing. The venerable Wing Commander saga that so many of us, well, some of us are old enough to remember, is back in a way due to a plucky group of fans who have come up with what's called the Wing Commander Saga, and I guess this is kind of a homebrew amateur fan sequel using the Free Space Engine?
Yeah, the Free Space Engine, the source code was released a while back. So people are able to take that engine and do whatever they want with it.
So do
as
you
long
still
as they
need,
don't sell it.
So you still need the game in order to play?
No, you don't.
This expansion. Oh, you don't? Okay, cool.
No. They put out a prologue, which is, you know, a demo of, I guess, the first few missions. And I fired it up briefly, and it does work pretty well. It doesn't look, you know, fantastic like what you'd expect from a modern game, but, you know, it's like updated significantly from the old Wing Commander stuff, and you don't need to emulate DOS to run it.
Is there any chance that this will be crushed by whoever holds the Wing Commander rights these days, or is that kind of all forgotten about?
You know, I don't know who has Wing Commander's rights these days, but I'm sure if they were going to do it, they would have done it by now. Because this is
I don't know when Origin kind of dissolved. I'm not quite sure where their where all their IPs went. Ultima obviously, you know, got folded into EA, but I wonder if Wing Commander falls under the EA auspices as well.
Right, but yeah, I'd be surprised if whoever owns the IP is not aware of this. And considering it's been in development for a long time, I've heard about it before.
Screenshots don't look great. They don't look bad either. I mean, they look okay.
Yeah, it looks reasonable. And, you know, certainly much more fun than emulating the DOS version.
I mean, the problem, though, is so much of what was great about the Wing Commander games is what will necessarily be missing from this, which is, you know, the cinematic production values and, you know, all that great stuff.
Well, they do have some... And they don't have live-action stuff, but they do have some, you know, so-so... CG scenes in there.
Which Wing Commander games does this include?
I think the goal is to include all of them.
But so far?
So far, it's just first. I think it's like the first mission or two from the first game.
Oh, so this isn't a new game. This is basically their remakes.
Yeah.
Using the new technology.
Yeah.
I see. Okay.
And that's a big trend right now with modders, is to redo old games with new engines, just to get those nostalgic juices flowing, like Half-Life 1 and Duke and GoldenEye.
Well,
I mean, it's fantastic that this kind of stuff is out there, and I love the fact that the PC gaming world has these communities that will keep this stuff alive, and obviously it's something you would never see on the console side. It's very, very difficult to do anything like this, you know, on any platform really other than the PC or the Mac. But ultimately, it just kind of makes me wish that the companies would get behind some of these old franchises and bring them back for real. I'd love to see Wing Commander come back, you know, as you know, a multi-billion-dollar mega game.
Somebody suggested on our comments that it would make a good MMO.
Yeah, Wing Commander would make a good MMO, and I guess, you know, the real hope for these homebrew ports is that they may send a message to the publishers. That there's still a lot of fan interest in these games. I guess if you do a game like this, it comes out and it's shown to have some success, maybe that would spur EA or someone into resurrecting the franchise for real, which, you know, I'm sure everybody would like to see.
It would also spur them into, you know, shutting down those fan-based projects when they figure out there's money to be made.
Yeah, but that's the way of the world, isn't it? You know, these guys, I love what they're doing, but hopefully they went into it with their eyes open. You know that if you create something and put it out there and you're using, you know, someone else's characters and their creations and their IPs, the other shoe can drop any time. And that's, you know, it's a risky game that you're playing.
And they still have just as much of a shot at a job in the games industry, even if it does get shut down.
Right, and as we've mentioned before, this is increasingly a good way to get yourself noticed. But, you know, there was a lot of people in the Halo community moaning. I think it was a game called Halo Gen.
Yeah,
it's kind of a homebrew Halo game, and Microsoft shut it down. I'm like, yeah, okay, you put a lot of work into it, but did you really not think that this might happen?
Right, that was a mod for Command & Conquer Generals.
Right.
And I, at the time, nobody had any idea that they were working on Halo Wars.
Right.
So it wasn't an unreasonable mod to start, but they should not be in any way surprised that they were shut down because they were using somebody else's IP without checking with them. Yeah, that's always a risky proposition.
And that's what I don't get, is some of the elements of the community who you know, kind of bitch at Microsoft. Oh, Microsoft, they're evil for shutting down this plucky little fan project so they can do their own thing and make loads of money. Well, yeah. they have every right to do that. It's they you know, they created Halo. If you go away and create a brilliant game that you can assert authorship over, then you can do whatever you want. But you know, don't take someone, you don't stand on the shoulders of someone else's work and not expect to be knocked off when they decide that you're somehow infringing on their ability to make money, because they have every right to do so. So. Sorry, that kind of ended on a kind of a downer note for what we thought was quite a good thing, which is Homebrew Wing Commander is hopefully will be fun for everybody.
It is good that a lot of these things are allowed to continue. I mean, there's that GoldenEye Source mod.
I mean, I think for the most part, these companies seem to have. I mean, in the case of Microsoft and the Halogen thing, they seem to have a fairly liberal attitude towards it. I think if they had decided they never had any plans of their own to do a Halo RTS, they might well have let this thing survive, but if they're going to do their own one, obviously it's a liability to let the unofficial fan-made ones persist out there.
Right, and pretty much everybody but Fox is usually pretty forgiving about that.